Welcome, and thank you all for standing by. At this time, all participants are on a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. At that time, you may press star one if you'd like to ask a question. I'd also like to inform parties that the call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'd now like to turn the call over to Ms. Candy Pappas. Thank you, ma'am. You may begin.
Thank you very much, Sarah. I would like to thank everyone for joining the call this morning and welcome you. My name is Candy Pappas, and I am the Maximo FCT Customer Fulfillment Lead, and I'm going to take just a few minutes to go through a presentation, which will be a review of FCT quoting and when it's appropriate to still quote in FCT versus Passport, and then just a quick overview of the transition that we're making from the AIQT tool to SQO. And then I'm going to be turning the presentation over to Celia to do a live demo of SQO in presenting a quote and an order for FCT. So thank you and welcome. I will be going through a presentation that is posted in the media library, and was also a link to that was emailed out with the meeting invite. If you don't have that, please same time Sarah Molnar, it's M-O-L-N-A-R, and she can help you get that presentation. So I'm going to begin by turning to slide 2, the agenda. As I said, I'm going to do a quick overview of when it's still appropriate to be quoting Maximo customers in FCT. I think there's still some ongoing confusion today about when it's appropriate and when we should really be focusing on migrating our Maximo customer base to Passport. So we're going to review the guidelines today. If you'd turn to page 3 in the presentation. The first bullet is really easy. So all new customers that you're generating quotes for Maximo, those should be Passport Advantage. So obviously you're going to be selling the most current release, and we should get them right into Passport Advantage with the terms and conditions that are most appropriate. It's really in the existing Maximo customer base that you have to stop and think about the guidelines of when it's appropriate to quote in FCT versus Passport. And there's 3 simple questions that you should be asking yourself every time you're dealing with a Maximo customer. And that, if you turn to page 4, we can review that. The number one question, and the most important, is what version is that existing customer running? If that customer is running version 620 or below, they're running down-level code, and they're still governed by their MRO agreement. So that really has to be quoted in FCT. And if they're running 621 or above, they're running blue washed code, and you can begin having that conversation with them, which is migrating them to Passport and generating a quote for them in the Passport system. If the customer is in the process of upgrading, then they really still should be an FCT customer until they finish that full upgrade and are running the blue washed version, because that's when it's going to be appropriate for them to be on IBM terms and conditions. And then number 2 is, does the customer come through a level 1 business partner? And I know for your geo, that is really a critical question, because a lot of your customers do come through a level 1 business partner. So in that case, obviously, we want to keep them in FCT so that their level 1 business partner can continue to support them. So that's a pretty easy question. Number 3 is their licensing metrics. Not all of the metrics are supported in Passport. So if you have an existing Maximo customer today that has either concurrent licenses, and we're really talking obviously about a Maximo Enterprise Asset Management customer that is running concurrent licensing on a down-level version, or an enterprise or site license that wouldn't be supported in Passport. You can quote additional licenses in those metrics in FCT today. If they're running a blue-washed version of the code, then we really should begin the conversation of migrating them and converting those licenses. But don't let that hold up your Maximo sale today. You can still quote them in FCT, and then contact your sales admin or someone on my team to begin the conversation with them about converting those licenses and getting them under IBM terms and conditions and IBM Passport-supported licensing metrics. So if you turn to slide number 5, this is Maximo quoting FCT versus PA still, and this is just a reminder that the business has made a decision to continue to support FCT and offer all of the same versions in FCT that we support today for our existing install base at the same prices. So you can continue to take care of your existing install base in FCT until they're ready to migrate to Passport. Secondly, when we do start to have the conversation about migrating customers, it's really important to take their existing entitlements and migrate them to Passport and then quote the order in Passport instead of having a customer in both programs. Because what that does is it creates multiple ICNs and site IDs, which then creates two different sites for the customer to log in and get their downloads, get their proof of entitlement. It means that the PMRs, their support PMRs, are being logged against two different sites, and so it becomes very confusing for our customers. So if you engage with them and migrate them to Passport, migrate their FCT entitlements to Passport to begin with, then you can migrate their PMR history. You can keep them with one download site to alleviate confusion, and their entitlements will all stay together, which in Maximo is important because it's a building block. So if you have add-on products to an existing installation, you want to keep those all together so that when the customer goes to the download site, they're seeing a holistic view of their entitlements and their downloads. And if you need any support in this process, my team is there to give any guidance you need. We are we all came from MRO and have a lot of experience with the existing terms and conditions and product and the migration process, and we're more than happy to help you and answer any questions you have as you go through this process. If you turn to slide 6 now, what we are doing and the reason for the call today is we are moving the business to a consolidated quoting tool. So for FCT, Maximo has used the AIQT tool, the Acquisition Interim Quoting Tool, for the FCT quotes. And what we're doing is we're going to phase that out over the next through Q4. So by the end of the year, we would like everyone to be using one tool, which is SQO, to quote both Passport and FCT. And that gives you one automated tool to quote and to track your quotes and to also process orders. And it's a more automated process that will help the order move more smoothly through the system and will alleviate the multiple keying in the part numbers and dates and everything multiple times. So it's a better way for the business to be able to support our customers. If you turn to slide 7, in doing this, you have to sort of still separate out the concept of generating a quote and processing and generating a quote and processing an order for FCT versus Passport. Each program has a unique set of delegations. So when you generate a quote in FCT, the FCT part numbers are restricted. So you can choose the part numbers that you want on your quote, and then that quote is going to go to your sales admin for validation so that the sales admin can confirm that the products that are being picked are valid products and that the site ID, that they're being added to the correct site ID, or if a new site needs to be created. Also, the DPL check and credit check will also be confirmed at that time by the sales admin. And then depending on whether or not your quote has a discount, then it will be routed to the pricing delegation that's in place today for FCT. So in the same way that you would get approval via email for an FCT quote today, that will now be automated in the SQO tool. A couple things to think about, and this isn't going to, some of these won't be appropriate, but if you're generating a quote for a customer that has an ELA, or is the quote is also being accompanied by a finance agreement with IGF, you can generate the quote for those orders in SQO, but those will then, the quote and the purchase order will be given to the sales admin to be processed manually. Those quotes won't be ordered through SQO. Those are done. Those are still done manually. So those are just a few items to keep in mind as I turn the call over to Celia to take you through a demo of generating an FCT quote and order in the SQO tool. And we will save the questions for after the demonstration. Thank you.
Okay, hi everybody. This is Celia, and this morning I will walk you through the software quote and order, also known as SQO, on how to do quoting as well as ordering. If you can all log onto the web dialogue meeting, can you see my screen? Okay, so the screen that you see in front, would you be able to confirm if you can see my screen as well?
I am. I'm sorry. I just got kicked out, so I was getting back in. Just one moment.
Okay, for the rest of you, in the meeting invite, there is an e-meeting instruction. It's a URL with the conference ID. If you can all log in, I'll be doing a demo for this session, so you can follow me through using the e-meeting. Okay. Just wait for a couple of minutes for the rest of you to get up to the e-meeting. Let me know if you can see my screen. You should be seeing the distributed software online login page. Okay, this is the login page for you to get into the SQO tool. The web link to this DSW online URL can be found in Candy's presentation. Can everybody see my screen now? Okay, I shall proceed. The login page, you will need to put in your intranet username and password and click onto the submit button. Okay, you will see a landing page, and over here under related links, select software quote and order. Okay, over here you are at the software quote and order homepage. To create a quote, click onto create a sales quote option, and this can be found on your left navigator. Over here, under Create a Sales Quote, under Quote Type, you should select Flexible Contract Type, which stands for FCT. And under Acquisitions, look for the MRO acquisition. There is a down arrow button here. You click and select MRO. And country, we will leave it as Singapore for today's demo. And over here, there is a little option that says Make Selections by Default. If you select this option, SQO will remember your selection. So the next time you come in here, you do not have to reselect the fields again. At this time, I'm going to click on to continue. Okay, so if you look at my screen now, you will notice this says my current code, and it's a flexible contract type. It's draft sales code for now. There was a code expiration date, and currently your code expiration date that you can set must not be more than 105 days. If it's more than 105 days, the system will give you a beep. So you need to make sure your code expiration date must be set within 105 days. So I'm going to put in to end of the month. And code classification, for now, I'm going to put it in as direct renewal. And over here, you will see four tabs, customers and partners, parts and pricing, sales information, and special bid tab. Partners, customers and partners tab allows you to select your customers or partners, and parts and pricing will be the place where you add in your parts and apply discount. Sales information tab, you will have to put in information like a title to your sales code. And for the special bid tab, if it requires a special bid, you will need to fill in this tab. I'll show it to you in a minute. Let's go and look under customer information. We will find an existing customer. So over here, to look for your customers, you can either find customers by attributes or find customers by number. So for this example, I'm going to use find customer by attributes, and you can select flexible contract type, okay, and then I'm going to key in a partial customer name, and I'm going to click on to submit. If you select flexible contract type under the find customers by attribute, it will only pull out all the customers under flexible contract type. So we are restricting the customer base that we can select. Compared to find all customers, this will include the PA customers as well. Okay, over here, there is a result returned based on my search criteria. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to select the customer. There is a link here. And after you select that link, it will populate your customer's information onto the quote. If you scroll down, okay, you'll see customer contacts. The quote contact will be defaulted as the primary contact. So if the quote contact is not the primary contact, you can actually make changes here. Okay, any fields with the asterisk, they are mandatory fields. You will need to make sure you fill in, put an entry to them. And over here, if you scroll down to the bottom, there is a payer information. So if the payer is not your end customer, you can select a payer. So what we're going to do is we're going to select a payer, assuming that the payer is not our end customer. So again, if you select payer information, you can actually find the payer by attributes or by number. So in this example, we're going to find by number. And I have
Celia, I'm sorry. I'm getting a note that actually people can't see the screen. I am in and I am looking at it, but I think there's an issue with folks not having the e-meeting reference. So let me get that and send that out to the participants again.
Sure.
I apologize for interrupting.
No problem.
anyone who doesn't have the e-meeting invite, if you could please same time me, and I will I'll send that to you through same time. The same time Unite conference is also posted with the slides on at the Media Library link that was received in the meeting invite as well. So that's another place you can receive it if you don't have it. And Celia, I'm sorry, if you wanted to go ahead and resume, but maybe just go a little slower so that people can catch up, that would be great.
Yeah, Marcia, no problem. Okay, we are at the payer selection under the Customer and Partners tab. And what I'm doing now, I'm going to look for a payer by searching using the site ID. The SAP site ID, and I have keyed in the SAP site ID, and I'm going to click onto the submit button to look for this payer. Okay, a search has results returned. I'm going to select this BJ Services Company. So this you can see my screen. The payer information has been populated for us. To clear the payer information, assuming you do not need this payer, you can just select onto the clear selected payer, which I'm going to do now, and that will erase my payer records. Okay? And at this point in time, you can save your code as draft, okay, or you can export code as spreadsheet, download code as rich text view, or email draft code. Okay, so that's your customer and partners tab. And I'm going to pause to see if anybody has any questions on this tab.
At this time, from the phone lines, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Please unmute your phone and record your name when prompted so that your question may be properly introduced. Again, it is star 1 for questions. One moment, please.
Okay, no questions. Okay, we're going to move along to the second tab, which is your parts and pricing tab. Okay, this is the parts and pricing tab, and there are various ways to select your parts. You can either browse parts, or you can find parts by part number or description. So this morning, I will just show you browse parts. Okay, when you do a browse parts, you will only see all the Maximo parts. Okay, because earlier when you logged in, you selected acquisition as MRO, so you will only see all MRO parts. And it's loading for me now. Okay, and if you can see on my screen. Okay, these are all the Maximo parts, and I'm just going to go into one of them. Okay, and over here, you will see all the part numbers and the description plus the price. Okay, all those part numbers that begin with a digit 44T9012. Okay, these are your media parts. Your media parts has no pricing to it. Okay, so if a customer requests for media, this will be your media parts. Okay, and those E parts as you're familiar, eParts are your renewal parts and eParts are your new license parts. So I'm just going to select eParts for this example, and I'm going to add selected parts to draft code. Okay, there is an option there, add selected parts to draft code. And once the parts have been added for you successfully, you will receive a prompt like this. With the green tick, parts added to code successfully. And at this point in time, you want to return back to your draft code. And to do this, go to important links, and there is an option here to say return to draft code. So I'm going to click onto this. Okay, and I'm back at my draft codes, and over here at the parts and pricing table, you will see my renewal parts. One added. Okay, over here you can change the renewal date by selecting change standard dates. Okay, just take note that the end date will always be defaulted to the last day of the month. So over here under the change date window, you will notice that the end date will be blanked out for you, meaning that you can't make any changes. You can only make changes to the start date or the month or the year. Okay, the end, you'll always be defaulted to the last day of the month. So in this case, if I want to change it to, let's say, October, okay, and I'm going to submit, and this one should populate the changes for me over here. Okay, at this point in time, if I want to add in more parts, I can go into find parts by part number or description, or you can go back to draft, browse parts to add in parts. So I'm going to add in another part by putting in the part number. If you do not have the part number, then you should use browse parts to select the part. And I'm going to click on to submit. Okay, and there's a match. I'm going to select the part that I want to add. And I'm going to click on to add selected parts to draft code. So once this is added, I'm going to return to draft code. Has been added. I have two parts now over here. Okay, there's a lot of things you can do over here. One will be to apply a discount. You can either apply discount to your parts individually, or you can apply a discount to all parts. So if you have 20 parts here, if you want to apply a straight 20% discount, you can actually do it here. Under quote discount percent, I put in the discount that I want to apply, and I click on to go. This 20% will be applied to all line items. I'm going to show you. There, you can see all applied, 20% discount applied. Every time when you make changes to the parts and pricing table, do remember to click onto the recalculate code option for it to recalculate the pricing for you again. Okay, so this is your recalculate discount, and what I'm going to do is for the renewal parts, if your customer requests for additional years of maintenance, assuming customer asks for another 3 years of maintenance, so what we can do is we can add, I'm going to add two here, because the first year of maintenance would be when you add in the e-parts, so another 2 years on top of it. So over here, I'm going to click go. And the system will automatically calculate the number of years, the dates for me, for the maintenance. Okay, you're going to see it here. Okay, so I'm going to repeat. The first year would be from 2nd October 2009 to 31st October 2010. And the second year would be 1st November 2010 to 31st August 2011. And the last one will be until 31st October 2012. Okay, and
over here, and what you can do over here is if you have, let's say, 10 parts in your parts and pricing table, you can do a sort. Okay, if you want to only you want to display the E parts first, you can actually sort them, and D parts as second, and then you can do a recalculate, and the system will resort the order of your line items for you. So now you see renewal parts on top, and then the D parts below. Okay, over here, again, at any point in time during your quoting stage, you can save the quote as draft. And it is recommended that you save the quote as draft in case you forget to, in case, you know, the network is down or for some reason you lose this quote, you do not have to start from scratch again. Okay, we're going to move on to sales and information tab. Okay, under sales and information tab, you will need to put in a brief title to describe your quote. As a quote creator, you will probably have many quotes created under your name. So it will be good to put in a meaningful quote so that when you do a search of your quote, you will know exactly what this quote is about. So I'm going to put in MRO demo. Draft. Okay. And under the opportunity information, if you have a Siebel opportunity number, you can put it here. If not, you can select customer initiated. And then the business organization, your business organization, if you come from an IBM.com team, then select IBM.com. If not, select one business organization closest to yours. And opportunity owner's email will be defaulted as a quote creator. But of course, you can change the opportunity owner if you are not the opportunity owner. And over here, under the quote editors, you can add in another person as the editor. Okay, I'm going to okay, the quote creator. Okay, code editor is useful if you're going on leave and you need someone to take care of this code for you. Okay, so what you do is you put in the person's internet ID and then click on to add editor. So over here under sales information tab, under code editor, you will see I have added my colleague, Yap Kim Shan's name here. And you can also remove this person if he no longer needs to be an editor to this quote. You can click onto the remove button. Okay. For there is also another place where you can add and remove quote editors, and it's via your left navigator screen over here. Okay. Over here, when you click onto add and remove quote editors, you will be adding an editor permanently to all the quotes that you have created. So meaning you do not have to add editor to every single quote that you have created. So if you permanently need somebody as an editor to your quote, then you can add the person's name in here. So every time when you create a sales quote, this person will be the editor to your quote automatically. So that's another way to add editor. So again, I would like to remind all of you, all fields with the asterisk, they are mandatory fields, so you need to make sure you put in an entry to them. Okay, so that's my sales information. So I'm going to move into the special bid tab. Under the special bid tab, it will prompt you if an approval is required for this quote. Okay. Over here, the parts and pricing on this draft quote requires approval due to the reasons below. Okay, because we have applied for a 20% discount earlier, so this quote requires approval. So when it requires approval, you will need to come in and fill in the special bid tab. And again, all fields with the asterisk, they are mandatory, so you need to put in an entry to them. So over at customer industry section, pick an industry closest to your customers. Okay, in this case, I'm going to put general business. Okay, and I'm going to come down here, okay, if this is a competitive bid, you can ignore and leave it as no. Under special bid categories, click onto SCT bid. Okay, and if there's any terms and condition change, you will need to select this option. If not, you can leave it there. And under the justification summary, you will need to justify, put in the justification to justify for the discount. Okay, it's good to put in the justification so that when it gets routed for the approval will need to look at your justification and it will help them with the decision whether to approve or to reject. And under the justification section, there is also buttons for you to add attachments. Okay, these attachments are your supporting attachments to support the bid. So if you click onto the button, you will see options. You can attach up to 20 documents here, and each document must not be larger than 8 meg. So over here, you will see you can attach up to 4 files. But there is a button that will appear for you to attach more files after you have used up the 4th one. Okay, and you can click on to submit the files. I will not attach any files for now. Okay, at this point in time, you can submit this quote after you have put in all your attachments. Okay, notice that you do not see an ordering button because ordering button only comes in after the special bid has been approved. So at this point in time, I'm going to save as quote. Okay, and we will pull out the save code just to show you how to do a save draft code. Okay, so I have saved the code that we have just worked on. And to retrieve this code, go to your left navigator, click once under Create a Sales Code. Over here, you will see an option tucked under Create a Sales Code option, Retrieve a Sales Code. I'm going to click onto this button. Okay, and this is my save code, MRO Demo Draft, which is what I have keyed in earlier, and I can open this one up, and I can continue to work on it. Okay, and I can make changes like code classification because I have renewals and new license. I can select as other or mixed, and under part-time pricing. Okay, I can make changes. Let's say I can change the quantity to 10. And then I'm going to recalculate code. Okay, so basically this is to let you know that when you retrieve from a draft sales quote, you can actually continue to modify the quote. And when you're ready, you can submit the quote. Okay, so I want to pause here. Any questions before I move on to ordering?
As a reminder, it is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. One moment, please. And we're showing no questions from the phone lines.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, so over here, I'm going to move on to retrieve another quote. Okay, which I have prepared. And I'm going to show you how we submit the quote. Okay, over here, this is a prepared quote, and I'm ready to submit this. Let me see if I have any discounts.
Okay, I'm going to apply offer. Okay, apply offer means I'm changing the total amount to round it up, and it will automatically apply the discount to each line item for me. I'm going to do an apply offer here. Okay, I'm going to round up the total amount. Okay, and then I'm going to submit this for approval. Over here, under the approval section, okay, under special bid approvals, the system will automatically route them for approvals, and the system will determine how many levels of approval is required based on the discount you have applied. And the default approval will be shown here, okay, and if you know that this approval is going on vacation or will be traveling for business and you need to switch to another approval, you can do so by clicking onto the down arrow button and you can move it to another approval. Okay? And then over here under quote output, if you need to send this quote to another person, like your primary contact, you can do so here. If not, the default person who will receive this quote output will be the quote creator and the opportunity owner. I'm going to continue to submit this quote. So you'll receive this special bid confirmation once your quote has been submitted for approval. You do not need to remember this number. You can go into the status to look for the quote based on the quote title you have put in for your quote. So over here, I'm going to go to the status tab, click onto status. And under the status tab, you need to make some configuration. Okay, you do not need to put in renewal quote edit. Just select sales quote and select the acquisition MRO. Okay, you do not need the FTG to PA migration. Just click onto flexible contract type. And under the quote classification, select all classifications. Under the status, select all statuses. And find quotes, you may want to put any time, or if not, you can toggle it to 1 week, 1 month. Okay, and remember to make this selection, above selections, my default, so that every time when you come into the status option, you do not need to select them again. And right at the bottom here, okay, it will be by default assigned to me. So you're finding all quotes that is assigned to you. Okay, and again, do remember to save selection on this tab as my default. And when you're done that, you can find quotes. So these are all the quotes, MRO quotes, that is being created. Okay, so this is your search option. So you notice that there's several status here awaiting for special bid approval. Okay, meaning that your is undergoing approval cycle, so you cannot order this. Okay, and if you scroll down, okay. Under overall status, if it's ready to order, special bid approved means you can continue to order this quote now. Okay, and one thing to note is for ordering, okay, for landed countries, you can order via SQO. So landed countries meaning Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, and Korea. You can proceed to order it in SQO. But for non-landed countries, you will need to engage your sales admin, pass the order package to them, and they will put your order through in IDD. Okay, so this is no change. It's what you have been doing all along. So at this moment, I'm going to place an order, but I have created order. I'm going to go back to my status screen to look for the order that I've created. And I'm going to change it. While waiting for the screen to refresh, just a note that, you know, if you have two levels of approval, level one approver must approve the quote before level two can approve. Okay? So it goes in sequential order. Okay, over here. Okay, I have a quote that I've prepared that is ready to order, and I'm going to go in to order it. To go in, click onto the view details link here. And if you scroll down, you'll see an order button. Okay, and you see a cancel quote option. You can, if you no longer require this quote, you can cancel this quote. Okay, that means you do not need to order this anymore. Or if you need to create, if this quote is rejected by the approval for some reason and you need to make modifications to the quote, you can click onto a create a copy. Create a copy will copy the quote for you, and you can work on the copy quote and resubmit it for approval again. You do not need to create everything from scratch. So create a copy is useful. And when you use the create a copy option, just take note that if you do not want to reference to the original quote, make sure there is no tick here. You should disable this tick. But if you want to create a copy referencing to another quote, then you need to enable this option. So now what we're going to do is we're going to proceed with the ordering. I'm going to click onto the order button. And again, I would like to highlight, ordering in SQO is only for landed countries, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, and Korea. For the rest of the countries, you need to submit your order package to your sales admin team for ordering to be done via the IBM Direct Ordering Database. Okay, so this is your checkout page. Okay, you will need to put in the first name. And your last name and the phone number. Okay, again, all those fields with the asterisk, they are mandatory fields, so you need to put in a number to it. And then the order type. Okay, it depends, your order type depends on what type of order this quote is. Okay, if it's a direct order, okay, you will need to select direct order or sales reps. When you're done with that, click onto the continue button. Okay, this is the shopping cart summary. Just do a quick check to make sure that everything is correct. And your billing and shipping address is correct. If you need to make any changes to this billing and shipping address, then you should not place the order through SQO. You should place the order through IDD, whereby you can make changes to the shipping and billing address. And over here, in AP, we use purchase order. So put in the purchase order number here. Okay, and click onto the submit button. Okay, this is your order confirmation page, and there is a little prompt for you to attach your purchase order. So click onto attach purchase order link. Okay, I'm going to attach my purchase order. Okay, and over here you can actually send an email to the CF customer fulfillment rep if you need to by putting in the comment here and then the customer fulfillment email address here. Okay, if not, you can just submit. Okay, you'll see that your file has been attached over here. I'm going to move back. This is files are attached successfully, so you know that you have attached the purchase order successfully. So your order, what we're going to do is we're going to move back and we're going to check the status of your order now. There's a problem here. Let me just try to do a re-login. Into my SQL page. Gonna go into status. Don't while waiting for the page to refresh, for the China team, okay, understand that because of the IGSC recently has been renamed to the China IBM China Company Limited, okay, for China team, please continue to use AIQT to do your quoting instead of SQO, okay. So for China team, just take note that you will have to continue to use the AIQT instead of SQO. And I'm going to look for the... Okay, this is the quote that I have just submitted for ordering. And the status is order on hold now. Okay, order is being processed. Okay, after order is being processed, if everything is has gone through, you will see order built status. Then you know that your order has been built. Okay, let me just run through to see if I have one status, the order built for you. Unfortunately, I don't have one. I'm going to pause for questions. Any questions from anybody?
Once again, as a reminder, it is star 1 to ask a question. We do have one question waiting from Adrian. Your line is open.
Is the replay going to include all of the online screen capturing, etc.?
Hi, Adrian. This is Candy. Yes, we are going to have the presentation and the demo online, either the recorded presentation or screenshots.
Sorry, or both?
Both.
Okay. Good. Thank you. That was it.
Okay. Okay, I that's all for my demo, and I have a few backup slides which I want to show you. I'm going to turn it over to my PowerPoint. Okay, do let me know when you can see my PowerPoint. Can everybody see it on the screen?
I can see it, Celia.
Okay, good. Thanks. Okay, so these are the backup slides that I want to show you. The first one here is the MRO pricing delegation. For MRO, we have up to 6 level of approval. Okay, so this is for your reference. The first level of approval will be for the restricted part approvals, which will be your sales admin team. They will come in here to do a check for you. Validate on your order package. Okay, the second slide that I'm going to show you is the approval email notification which you will receive after your final approval has approved on your bid. So you will see an email coming from Distributed Software Online, okay, and it will tell you that your bid has been approved. Okay, so this is the mail that you will get. And upon approval,
okay, you will receive another email, okay, with your quote output. So this is right at the bottom here, highlighted in yellow, is your PDF quote output. Okay, this is your IBM software quotation after your bid has been approved. If your sales quote do not require approvals, after you have submitted it through SQO, you will also receive a similar PDF file sent to you. Okay, it may not be immediate. Maybe about give them about an hour for the system to update and send you the notification. Okay, the next screen that I'm going to show you is your FCT quote output. So this is what your output will look like. Okay, it will contain your quotation number. Okay, IBM Contact will be your quote creator, or rather your opportunity owner. Okay, and over here we have the customer information and the payer information. The payer information will only be reflected in your quote if you put in a payer information. Okay, and over here you will have your part and your description, pricing. Okay, and attached at the bottom of your quote output will be the T's and C's. Okay, this is only the sample of the T's and C's. I don't have the full set here. This is just for your reference. Okay. Any questions?
We are showing no questions.
Okay, if not. If not, this is the end of my presentation. If you have any questions, we can take the questions now.
As a reminder, it is star one. We are showing no questions at this time.
That's great. This is Candy Celia. Thank you so much. The presentation was really great. And as I did say, the presentation and screenshots as well as the recorded presentation will be posted online. And if there are any questions afterwards, please feel free to contact me directly. Again, my email address is in the presentation, but it's Candy Pappas. And I would be more than happy to go through any questions that you have regarding when to quote FCT, the migration process, or questions about the tool, quoting and ordering through SQO.
And sorry to interrupt, Candy. Just one thing to note is when quoting for PA and FCT, you cannot combine the two parts, the two products together into one quote. So for PA, you need to quote. You need to do a separate PA quote. For FCT, it will be a separate FCT quote. So you cannot combine your PA parts and FCT parts all in one quote to the customer.
Thank you. That's a very good point. Yeah, they are still two different programs. So you want to note that the quoting is different and the terms and conditions are different and the delegation is fundamentally different. So you do treat them as two different programs. It's just that you now have a consolidated tool. And I think with that, we can conclude today's presentation. And again, thank you everyone for joining us. Have a great day. And if you have any questions, please follow up with an email or a phone call.
Thank you. That does conclude today's conference. You may all disconnect at this time.